Tabe Gimel, Amid Aleph. Let us start from the two dots. The middle of the Amid. Omar Mar, Ze Yochel, Vize Eine Yochel, Divrei Hakel Chayev. Ze Yochel, Vize Eine Yochel, Divrei Hakel Chayev. Haimi Nayu Mechayev. Omar Abchizde Ze She Yochel. Rav Chisda said, the Yochel is Chay. The Zeh She'eina Yochel, my Ka'ovit. What is the Eina Yochel doing? Omalei Chavam Nune Deka Messiah Bahadei. Watch out what he's doing. He's being Messiah. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Zeh She'yochel, the of the Lekula. The Chsam Sefer and the Chodesh Ha'Aviv both say that according to Rashi, we'll see that as we progress in Rashi, that Rashi learned the Gemara Kipshutai, not the way we learned yesterday. Tosfos says Haiminayu Mechayev is not the Shaila which one is Mechayev, like the Pashtus Haloshen, nor is the Eina Yochel also Chayev, but the Yochel is Zicha Chayev. Some say for Chodesh Aviv want to say that Rashi learned the Gemara Haiminayu Mechayev. Which one is Chayev? There's a svara to say that the Yochel is Chayev, the Iyu of the Lekula. There's a Fakerta svara. What is the Fakerta svara? We had learned that Rashi said yesterday. We learned yesterday that Rashi said, what is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda? Ze Yochel v'ze Yochel is Potter. So Rashi says it's Lav Urchei. Slav Uche, if he can do it himself, so he to take someone else to help him, it's Slav Uche. Meile Zoktach Sam Sofer, this was the tzad of Rav Hamnune. That the Yochel should be Potter. Was them Tarashutif? So Meile, the Yochel is Potter, it's Slav Uche. The Eine Yochel will be Chayev, because by him it's Uche. So that was the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara Shaila was that was the tzad of Rav Hamnune. The Messiah Bahadeh, he's Messiah, and Fakert, by him it is Uche. So therefore, it should be Chay. Amalei, so Rav Chisda answered him, Messiah ain boy mamish. His siyue is worthless. So Rashi says, ain boy mamish, misha ainoi elo Messiah bedova. He's only Messiah. Bimbo lasso yse levado yein yochel. If he'll do it himself, he can't. Ein boi mamish, v'loi choshev midi, v'loi mifter idach. So the Chsam Sofer says, from this Rashi we see klar, that was the svore of Rav Hamnune. Rav Hamnune learned pshat that the yochel should be potter. And the Gemara says no. It's called lechoshev midi. First of all, it's not called that he's doing something, a svara to be mechayev him. And number two, v'loi miftarida. It's nothing to pater the other one. If it would be called that lemaise, there's bishloime by zeh yochel v'zeh yochel. So there, it's lav uche. Why do you need his help? If you do it yourself? But here the Gemara says that it's ain by mamish, le'ovid midi. Rashi says le'choshev midi, v'le'y miftaridach. In Yenna cannot become potter through me. Maybe we'll explain this Rashi a little better soon. Baal Kaponim, that's what the Gemara was machadish. So the Gemara was machadish that a Messiah is not a mechayev for himself and not a poiter on the Yochel. Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derove Afanan Nami Tanine. So he brought a raya from a Mishneh that Messiah She'ein by Mamish is Potter. Hoya Yoishev Al Gabi Hamite V'arbe Taliyo Istachas Raglei Hamite Tmeyes. Someone was Yoishev Al Gabi Hamite. Azot was Yoishev Al Gabi Hamite. Va'arba taliyas tachas raglei hamite, and there are four talisays which are underneath the raglei hamite, and each talis is supporting the zot tmeyos. So all the talises are tomei, Mipnei she'eino yechayla lamoid al sholesh. Because the mita cannot stand on 3 feet, so each foot is essential to hold up the mita. So therefore, all of them are tamei. V'Rab Shimon metaya. Rab Shimon is metaya. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Afana nami tanine, the Messiah ain boy mamish, or the Messiah is gomish. Ho yozov yoyishev al gabi mite, vidalet taliyois talisois, she'ein o yechoyle lamid al gimel. Bilamaisa, the mite cannot stand on gimel raglayim. She'ein o yechoyle lamid al gimel, kivin dize ein o yechoyle. V'ze ein yochel kol echot ve'echot kuli ma'isi ovid gabi medres azov ve'inan she'inosei ruboi olov b'teiris koine. So Rashi explains the Tanakame as follows. The svara of the Tanakame is that be'emesin you need all 4 raglayim to support the mita. So me'mele, so each regal is zeh ein yochel v'zeh ein yochel. So if we hold, now we're going to see, Rashi is going to go now into a new svare, why zeh yochel v'zeh yochel is potter according to Rabbi Yehuda, why zeh ein yochel v'zeh ein yochel is chayv. So Rashi is going to say as follows. The svare that zeh ein yochel v'zeh ein yochel is chayv. So the lomdus is, since without me it cannot be done, so memeila it's considered ki'ilu the whole thing was done through me. Whenever we're speaking about ba'asoiso, that one has to do an aveira, so there's a svara as follows. We'll see Klor and Rashi soon, but let's just mention the svara. By ze yochel v'ze yochel, so there's a svara to say that since it could be done without me, because there's another yochel, so memele, so I am not considered an oiseh, I am considered a messiahya. There's a new svara in ze yochel v'ze yochel, why each one is potter, because each one is considered a messiahya. That means you don't need me that it should be done. So memele, so each one is considered, since there's another oise, I'm considered a messiah. Ma she'ein kein by ze ein a yochel v'ze ein a yochel. So there pshat is, you can't say that I'm a messiah, because without me it would not be accomplished. So then the svare is fakert. So each one has a shame oise. So as called it was done through me, was called it was done through him. So it's the zot Rashi yazoi. She'ein yechayla lamed al gimel, since 3 reglayim cannot support the mita, so you need each regal, you need to support the mita. V'kimen v'zeh ein yochel, v'zeh ein yochel, kol echad ve'echad kuli ma'isi of it. It is considered that each one is doing the whole thing. The whole ma'isi is miyuchis to each regal, because that is the lomnus of Zayni Yochel, Zayni Yochel, because without me it would never have been done. So each one is considered an oise. It's called regal, so each regal is considered that kol echad v'echad kulei ma'isa of it. V'gabi medris azov bo'inon she'yinosei rubay olov. That means the rov of the zov has to be carried through the medris. So memele, each regal is considered that I'm carrying the zav, because without me, the zav would not be able to sit on the mita. The mita would collapse. So memele, the whole yeshivas hazav is through me, so each regal is considered that it's holding the zav. So each talis is underneath the regal, is mekabel tumen. This is the svare. So in other words, Rashi is saying that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds zeh ein yochel v'zeh ein yochel is chayiv, because each one is considered ha'oise es kulois, each regal is considered that I'm carrying the whole zot. V'Rabbi Shimon mitaher, so Rashi says Rabbi Shimon l'taymei, The Omar ze eina yochel vize eina yochel nami eina elokim isayeya upota. So Rashi says now the svar of Rav Shimon is not the way we were learning till now, Pagzeres HaKos of such a meir as such a meir. No, Rav Shimon holds, he does not hold of this svar. That means the svar of Rav Yehuda is ze eina yochel vize eina yochel. So since without me it would not have been accomplished or considered, I'm considered a ha'oise eskuloi. But between you and me, this is a lundus. This is not a metzias. Between you and me, no one is an oise. By zayne yochel ve zayne yochel. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since without me, it wouldn't have been accomplished. And with me, it's accomplished, so I'm considered an oise. And he's also considered an oise. So, that's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda, that in lundus, each one is considered an oise. Rav Shimon holds, he don't say lomdis. You look at Metzias. The Metzias is, there's no oise. There's no one that's an oise over here. There's two Messiahs. He's helping that it should be done, and he's helping that it should be done. But no one is doing a melach, and there's no chiyuv for a Messiah. The chiyuv is on an oise, but a soiso. A oise is chayiv. A Messiah is not chayiv at all. So that is Pshat and Rashi. The Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So each is a Zaini Yochel, each one is considered an Oise. Kule Maisa of it. And Rabbi Shimon holds that Fakert, that there's no Oise. There's two Messiah, and a Messiah is garnished. Now let us see Toises before we go further. The Rabbi Shimon Metaya. Perish Bekunteris, the Rabbi Shimon Letaimei. The potter zayne yochel v'zayne yochel. Rab Shimon l'taymei, the potter zayne yochel v'zayne yochel. V'einay nira l'rashbe, the shani hosom, the goli rachmone, the ikar kholifter. Fregt doch der Rashbe af Rashi. Fregt doch der Rashbe af Rashi, was hat Rashi da zugestellt? Bei raglei amite, Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is speaking about by achiyev kolben. So he is a miyut shnayim sha'osu ar poter afilu zayne yochel v'zayne yochel. Sha'ani yosem de goli rachman adike kra liftel. But what shaykh is this have to dalet raglay amite to say that what? That they're not mekabel tume because it's zayne yochel v'zayne yochel. That is Tosfos Kashan Rashi. But the way we explained before Rashi, so the Meginah Shloime says Rashi is moiridik. Rab Shimon is not going with a trukin exeris akosov. Rab Shimon is a miut ba'asoiso. You have to be an oise. And Rab Shimon's miut is shnayim she'osu tu eini yochels. You don't have an oise. That is the miut. The miut is, the Mishnah beginning Shlomo says, we have three miutim. There's one miut nefesh, with one miut, achas is a miut, and the ba'asoiso is a miut. The miut of Zayne Yochel, the Zayne Yochel is from Ba'asoiso. He says, it would be a miut of Nefesh, so then the Rashi would be 100% right. There's a Xeris HaKosov by Kolbonis, that only one Nefesh is Chayiv. If there's Nefosha, you're not Chayiv. So good. So what does it have to do with? But the miut of Rab Shimon is from Ba'asoiso, and the miut states Alomdis. You have to be an Oise. And Zayna Yochel v'Zayna Yochel, you don't have any Oise, you have Messiahim, you've contributed that this should occur, but there's not one Oise. So Memeila, look to Meginei Shloime, so Rashi is Meredik, so Rashi says, so the Pasik told us Lomdis, Zayna Yochel, you don't have an Oise. So Memeila, you don't have an Oise, so Memeila, you could tell it to Tuma also. So by Tuma, you have four Messiahim, but no Noisim. So Memele, so therefore they're all toil. That's how the Meginah Shloime for Emphas Rashi. The Nire, the Taima, so Tosfos says Rab Shimon is gor al tanander etam. The Taima mishum the boy she roiv hazov nise al kol echot. That is a Rab Shimon that holds in Mesecht Zavim that the roiv hazov has to be carried on one regel. And if it's carried on more than one regel, so since the weight of the zav is dispersed on four raglayim, so there's no tumis medrash. V'chein mashma b'mesechet zavim perik dalet. Isnan hazov bechaf meisnayim. If you'll have a zov on one side of a scale, umishkav umayshav kinegdai. Now the shaila, which one overweighs the other? Kora hazov. If the zov overweighed the mishkav umayshav, tahirim. So they are toyer. Because it's not called there was mishkav umayshav azov. Karu hain. But what if they overweighed the zov? Tmeyim, so they are tummy. Why? Because it's considered that they are supporting the zov. Their weight is lifting the zov, so that is a din of tumas mishka v'moisha. Rabbi Shimon oimer biyachid tmeyim. If you would have one mishkov, so it's tummy, because this mishkov is supporting the weight of the zov. Pekshein elo mishkav echad oimoishav echad. So then it is tummy. That's called mishkav azov. The merubim tairim, but if there's more than one mishkav over there, shein kol echad noisei rubay. So that's what Taisa says. That is the tam of Rab Shimon. Als Rab Shimon in Masecht Zovim, that you have to have that the roiv azov has to be on one chalik, and so therefore if it's dispersed on all four chalokim, that's what Rab Shimon holds, that it is toil. And Rashi seems to say that everyone holds you need rubai shel zov, but if you hold zayin yochel is chayiv, so it's considered that each regel is holding rubai shel zov. Whatever is being done through me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because that is the lumdus of zayin yochel v'zayin yochel. Let us go further. So the Mishnah says that a zov is yoshev al gabe yemite. So according to the Tanna Kamma, all the talises are tummy. But what if a person was sitting on a behemah? Taisis says close, the behemah is not moving. Vidale taliyos, in this four talisos tachas raglaya behemah, tahirai. So all the talises are toyer. Why? Vipnei sheyachoyle lamoid al gimel. Because we do not need all the raglay habehemah to support the behemah. The behemah can support itself on 3 feet, so there's an extra foot that is not necessary and is not needed to support the behemah. So memele, therefore, all the raglay, tachas kol raglayim, it is toil. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi learns pshat. Mibnei sheyachoyle lamoy dal gimel. So all of them are toy because the behemah can stand al gimel. Hilkach, kol echad ve'echad, havalei revi. Each one is a potential fourth one. That means you don't need me. V'einoi elo misayeya, and it is only a misayeya. Ustame kerab Yehude, v'zeyochel kori misayeya. Now, let us explain this Rashi. There's a marsha on this Rashi. But let us go from the end of Rashi and work ourselves back. Rashi all of a sudden says, the Rashi is saying that these both Mishnayis are going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So there it's called Ze'ena Yochel V'Ze'ena Yochel. So there it is considered Zayochel v'Zayochel. Now, and Rashi says that the svare of Zayochel v'Zayochel is potter because the stomach of Rabbi Yehuda the Zayochel v'Zayochel kori misayeya. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Zayochel v'Zayochel is potter because each one is called a Messiah. This is the Svara we had mentioned before. We had mentioned that the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda, that Zayochel v'Zayochel is potter, is because since you do not need me for the Pu'ula, because there's another Yochel here, so it's called I'm a Messiah. So each one, legabi the other one, is considered a Messiah. So you have two Messiahim over here. You don't need me because he's doing it. You don't need him because I'm doing it. So Memela, each one has a shame Messiah. Rashi before mentioned that the reason Zayachil v'Zayachil is Potter because it's Lav Ulche. That's how we learned yesterday. Rashi said before it's Lav Ulche. Here Rashi says Anusvore. Rashi says that the reason why Zayachil v'Zayachil is Potter because each one is considered a Messiah. Zok the Sam Sofer that this came about through the chilek in the Gemara. That means like this. We had started off the Gemara by saying there was a shaila, if you have a yochel and an eina yochel, which one is chayiv? So there's a svara to say that the eina yochel should be chayiv and the yochel should be potter. So the Chassam Sofer said, what's the svara that the eina yochel should be chayiv and the yochel should be potter? So Sofer said, because the yochel is lavuche. Why did he get a shutter? So b'meilet b'him is lavuche. The eina yochel, he's uche. So therefore, the eina yochel is chayiv. The eina yochel zicha needs a shutter. The yochel doesn't need a shutter. So b'meilet, so the yochel is lavuche and the eina yochel is uche. If the Gemara says, no, it can't be that the Messiah she'ein by mamish, it can't be that way. The yochel is zicha chayiv and the eina yochel is potter. So as soon as the Gemara, he says, well, what do you mean, the alumnus? But the yochel is lav uche. What are you telling me, Messiah ain't by mamish? Abol amais is the yochel uche is it's not uche. So what's wrong with my svara? I said a svara that the yochel should be potter because it's lav uche, and the ain't the yochel should be chay because that is uche. If the Gemara held behechlet that is not pshat. So the Gemara was now mechadish because you're learning wrong pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. The lomdus of Rabbi Yehuda is not out ulchei. The lomdus of Rabbi Yehuda is because each one is considered a Messiah since there's another one. That is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. That means since there's a yochel, so the second one is considered a Messiah. So that's why he is potter because you don't need me. And the first one is also not needed because there's a second one. So that is the svar of Zayachel, and Zayachel is potter, because each one is considered a Messiah. So the male, so the Gemara says, very good, but what if you have a Yachel and an Eina Yachel? So the Yachel you need, and the Eina Yachel is Ein by Mamish. So then the Yachel is Chayv, and the Eina Yachel is potter. So now the Gemara was Machadish, if you say Messiah is Ein by Mamish, is potter, so the Gemara now falls off from the svara of Ulchei and Lav Ulchei, and the Gemara now came to a new Svara. The Gemara came now to a new Svara that the whole Svara of that Zayachel, the Zayachel is Potter, is because each one has a din of a Messiah. You don't need me. So even though it's Zayachel v'Zayachel, each one l'maisa is Zayachel, but since you could do without me, so I have a din of a Messiah. So that's what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, "Mitnei sheyachol la'amid al gimel." So memela, there is one regel that is not necessary. Hilkach kol echad ve'echad. So each one havalei revi. Is the din like he's a fourth one? Because you could live without me. The Einai Elo Messiah. So he has a din of a Messiah. Ustome Kerab Yehuda. The Zayachel Kori Messiah. That by Zayachel, the Zayachel Kori Messiah. So we see that what? That is a ptur of a Messiah. So therefore, a Messiah is not considered like he's doing anything. So therefore, if we have this four talises, and each regel is, we could reckon, just like we said by Zayachel v'Zayachel, we said each one could be considered a Messiah since there's another one. So over here, since there are 3 feet that can support the behemoth, so each foot can be considered a fourth foot. So each foot is considered a Messiah. So if each foot is considered a Messiah, so all the Dalet Taliyahs are Toher,
So each one is not needed. And this is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. If you are not needed, so you consider them a sayayin, not considered an oise. I don't reckon what you're doing bepoil. I look if you're needed. And since you're not needed, so you're not considered an oise, you consider them a sayayin. And the Messiah is potter legabi chiyuv v'chatos, and the Messiah is not called member zov. I'm not supporting the zov since I am not needed for the support of the zov. So that min doch from der Mishneh that a Messiah does not have a chashiva since he is not needed. You could always reckon that you have the others, so he is not needed. So here we see this lomdis. That whenever there's a yochel, so whatever is left over is a din of a misayaya. And so that's how we were poishit the shaila, that a yochel and an ain yochel, so memeila, the ain yochel is potter because he's only a misayaya. I feel a yochel is also potter because he's a misayaya. Yeah. If you would say that Rav Hamnuna is right, if you say Rav Hamnuna held a Messiah also as a din of an oise, that was the svara of Rav Hamnuna. So what's geit meron that he's a fourth regel, but he's a Messiah? Is lav mishum damrine Messiah ein by mamish. So we see from this Mishnah that a Messiah is ein by mamsh. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Hoyaroichev al gabi behemah, but oimedetayri. It is speaking about that the behemah is standing. Dehi be mahaleches, if it's mahaleches, so kol sho oikeres regel ha'echot. So if it is moving, so it is always lifting up one foot, va'oimedes al gimel, and it is standing on 3 feet, v'tomei mashetachteim, so memele, so the 3 feet that are on the talesim, and there's a zov on top of the behemah, so memele t'tomei mashetachteim, she'ene yecheile lamay dal shtayim, so memele, so if it's mahaleches, the zikha was as mam, that there were 3 feet on the ground, and 1 foot was picked up, and then it always happened with different feet. So memela, everything should be tummy. How can you say everything is toya? So we're saying we're standing, and we're standing. So we're saying that there is 1 foot here that is not needed for the amidas ha behemah, and each one can be considered that's the foot. And Taisa says, "Va'avloi kol regel eina yochel va'gimel acherim yecholim." Taisa says that it has a din the 3 yochel and 1 is eina yochel. So see from over here that eina yochel v'yochel. So the eina yochel's messiah she'ain by mamish. Amar Rav Yehuda midiskarta. So Rav Yehuda midiskarta said no. La'olam ein melacha misayaya yesh by mamish. I'll disagree with you. I'll say like Rav Hamnune, that something that even though is not needed, but if it's there and it's doing something, that's called an oise. It's considered, it's contributing to what is being done, and it's called an oise. If it's called an oise, so each foot is contributing to hold up the behemoth. Even though you don't need it. So why do we say that all the talises are toyer? V'shani hoche the okra lo legamri. It is speaking about over here that the behemah was oiker one of her 4 feet. And since so it was oiker one of the 4 feet, so memele, so one of the talises azicha toyer, because that talis is there was no, they did not support the zov. That talis was not underneath a zov. And since we don't know which foot was oiker, so therefore all 4 are toil. That is l'chayre, the svar of Rabbi Yehuda midiskalte. Let us see Rashi, Zakt Rashi. The okra legamri. Oikeres haregel min haorez. It is speaking about that she's oiker haregel min haorez. She's oiker one of the reglayim. Vafilu misayeya loyhave. So there's not even a misayeya. There's only 3 feet supporting the behemoth. And since I don't know which foot was the foot that is supporting, I don't know which are the feet which are supporting, which is the foot that's not supporting, so mamela all are toil. Misafik all are toil. Frek the Gemara, is that true? The kivin the zimnin the okraho, the zimnin okraho, so we don't know which foot the behema was oika, so that's we want to be metayer. Frag the Gemara, if you don't know which one is toyer and which one is tomei, so fakel, so we have to be machmed that all of them are tomei. Fakel, in hilchis feikis, if we have a suffix, if there was a medras azov, if there wasn't a medras azov, so fakel, we are metame mi suffix, not metayer mi suffix. Holehevi kizov hamishapech. So this should have the similar din to azov hamishapech. Now what is this case of azov hamishapech? Mi loisnan. Zov shohoyo mutal al heisav solim. Azov was lying on 5 benches. That means there were 5 benches laying, and he was lying on one of the 5 benches, or maybe he lied on all of them. There were 5 benches and he was lying on them. Maybe he traveled from one to the other. Oy al hay pundois. Hay pundois, pundois was a type of a mattress, but it was, they used to store money in it also. So memele, so a person was able to lie in it. Oy al hay pundois. So it says, la oirkon temeim. If he is lying on the oirech of the safsel or the oirech of the pendoi, so all of them are tome. Lirochbom, if the oirech of the zov is towards the roichev of the safsolim, so then it's tohoirem. Then all the benches are toyer. That's if he's lying. Yoshon, what if he slept on these 5 benches? And the oirech of the zov is towards the roichev of the benches. Yesh sofek mishapech aleim. So I don't know, while he was sleeping, did he still remain the oirech hazov keneged the roichev of the benches? Or maybe he turned around and he started lying on the oirech of the benches. Tmeim. So Bekitza will see Klor and Rashi what exactly the case is. But we see from here, if there's a suffix, if there was a medras azov, or if there wasn't a medras azov, we are mitamim mi suffix. So how could you say, that's the Gemara's kashan, Rabbi Yehuda midiskarte. How could you say, Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason all the raglayim are toyer by behemoth? Because it is speaking about it was only standing on 3 feet, and I do not know which foot it did not stand on, so therefore I'm a tire all 4 feet, misofik, fakel. There's a sofik, if this was medras azov or not medras azov, we are metame, not metayer misofik. So memele, see, your pshat is wrong. Elolah mishum demrinin, misayeya ein boi mamish. Now let us see exactly what this case is by the zov. The trashi, Upachinon, ivi taima mishum da okrole, if you'll say, the reason why the talises are toil, because there's a suffix, maybe she was oike this regal, abakim in the zimnin da okrahai, the zimnin okrahai, ubachol gimel ikelis fuke, shema ich bida aleim. That means there are 3, that is a mokim listapik, maybe it was standing, I don't know which 3 it was standing on. So each 3 there's a sofik, maybe it stood on this 3 and it picked up the other one. Vulayakrosam, and there wasn't oike, this on each 3 I can say maybe these are the 3 that were standing on. So all the combinations of 3, I have to be metamim misofik. Letamina misafik, kizov amahapech al pi al hei pundois, letamina lei misafik. What is the case? Pundois kemin chagitim. What does that mean? Kisim aruchim. They are long kisim, long bags, the noisim behem moi, ubalaz bridish. Uruuyin leshamesh shchive im melachtam. You can hold money there and you can line it also. Sheyoyshev aleim, vehem aleis moi, so peisech pim, venoipel, veinsoch loim aramoid venasa melachtainu. Like this, we have a klal by Medras Azov. If the Medras of the Zov is a stira to the shimush of the keli, so there's no din of Medras Azov. So it's not meyuchad li yeshiva. Laolkom kigoin shayoshoychev al meyo oy pragdo oirka imutul al oirka. So Rashi says that it's speaking about that the Zov either was lying on his stomach or lying on his back. It's very interesting. Why did Rashi have to tell us how the Zov was lying? What's going on, Rashi? What is Rashi telling us? What if he's lying on his side? Rashi, after Zogan, he's lying, not allowed to lie. Let him lie on his side also. Rashi has to tell us, so just one second. It's very interesting. The Chodesh HaOviv wants to say, because the Rashi is saying this by pundois. Pundois were sacks full of money, so they were very round. It wasn't flat, it was round. So Rashi held, you can't, so how could you lie in it? You'll fall down. So if you're lying on your side, you'll slide down. So that's what Rashi says. He's either lying on his back or lying on his stomach. It's very interesting because the Mishnah is speaking about two cases. Of Shayim Mutzal al Heisav Solim, or al Hei Pundois. So Rashi, if that was the problem of Rashi, interesant. Now, Tuvia Hammer wanted to say a very interesting pshat in Rashi. We have to be bekant in Hilchis Tumazov, but maybe it is Korav Le'emes. He wanted to say, we had mentioned before that in order for a zov to be metameh, you need rubai shel zov machbid. You need the roiv of the zov has to lay on it. So does rubai mean roiv of the weight, or rubai means roiv of the area of the zov has to lie on it in order to be metameh? So if we will assume that rubai means roiv of the area of the zov, so if he's lying on his back, was lying on his stomach, say if rubai shel zov is on the safsol, so memeila, then it's metame. If he's lying on his side, that is not rubai shel zov, because the lying on it, it's only this side is not rubai shel zov. That's where Rashi to make this akimta to say that shaychav al meyev oy prakta tmeim galsinim b'mishnah de taharis v'yesh loima. That means we know a zov, we have five benches, and we know a zov lied on one of them. Or maybe lighter more than the Yeshloime Bukhalachas mehem Shenisa Rubayolo. Could be each one of them carried him. Pomi Malzu or Pomi Malzu. I know there was a Zov here. We did not inspect him. We just know he was lying on the Oirech of the Safsolim. I don't know exactly which Safsol he was lying on. So we say all five are Tomei Misafik. So here we see Klor, if there was a Safik Medres, so Memela, we are Matama all five. So Emerson, we have a Kash of him here also. But let us go further. Le Rochbon, Tahirin. What if you have the five Safsolim, the five benches, and he is lying, it's going crisscross. He says the five benches are going vertically, and he's laying horizontally on the benches. Tahoirim lefisha orkoi mutol al rochbon vein rubai nisa alachas mehem, because there is not one bench that is carrying roiv of the zov, so memela each bench is toil. That is dafkev, he is lying. Yoshon loy aleim le rochbon, but what is if he fell asleep? Sofik nishapach al olkoi. Now I have a sofik. Was he nishapach al olkoi? Did he turn around in his sleep? And he turned around and he started lying vertically. V'nimsa kuloi nishan alachas mehem. Now his whole body is on one of the benches. Or maybe not. So I don't even know Bechlau if he did turn around in the sleep. I know he started off lying, going in the opposite direction that the benches are going. But he slept, so I have a suffix, did he turn around? And I feel if he did turn around, I don't know on which bench he lied on. So Memela, so the din is Tmeyos. So all five benches are coming. The Chol Chodi Kalameima, Alzun is Hapach. Maybe he turned over on this bench. Alme, Mitaminon Misofik. So you see, by Tume Zov, if I have a Sofik, if I know a Zov, there was a, there's a potential, there's a Sofik, maybe there was a Medres Azov. So Misofik, we are Mitame, all five benches. Alme Mitaminon Misofik. Zaynishin Zovim says this is a drabon and the kedim. So, about kaponim, we see la halacha by medras hazov u metame misafik. Vahosam nami. So, memela, the Gemara says, if you will say that the lomdis, why are all four talesim toir? You said because maybe each one was under a leg that was not supporting the zov, because maybe the behemah lifted up its foot. This leg, Bishas, the Zov was on it. V'osam nami imishem akiruhu, if you want to be metayer each leg, because maybe the behemah was oike this leg, nitminu misfeike, there are three legs which are ziche tome, and I don't know which one is tome. So memele, so we should metamo all four legs misofik, maybe this is one of the three. Elolav, so memele, so yours, so it doesn't make sense. Alalav time and mishim de kulu have it. It was the behemah was not oiker aleg. The behemah was standing mishum de kulu have kol chodah v'chodah misayvein by mamish. The behemah was standing on all 4 feet. So on all 4 feet, so each leg is a din of a misayvein by mamish. So memele. So we have takaraya. We have araya. That means, since you have three without me, and I am not needed to support the Zov, so each leg is considered a Messiah vein by mamish. Keinire ve'einai mishnezu. The rabbi say gersin, la'oirkan tahoirin. They had a fakelte gerse, la'oirkan tahoirin. Upirshu taime, la'oirka, that doesn't make sense. La'oirkan, we have, rubai shel Zov is lying, and the oirech of the safsol. Upirshu taime de l'oirkan tahoirim, mishum da omri, shema beineyem shochav. Maybe he was lying between the benches, the loy aleyem. So Bakert is a suffix. Maybe Bechlali did not lie on the benches, maybe he lied between the benches. The Chazanish is a tzad to say, well, I mean, it says he was lying on the benches. So maybe Rashi means he was a mixus on one, a mixus on the other. So it wasn't roiv gufoi nisa on each bench. The Chazanish doesn't like this, but let's the Baal accept this pshat. The Koshali, Frektach Rashi, if oirkon is tahirin, im kein lekula talinen. So you tailor lekula. So why does the Sefer say Sofik Nesapach Tmeim? If there was Faker, here it's speaking about he was lying L'Rochbon, and L'Rochbon is Tamazaytoy. Notice that Sofik, maybe he turned around. So why do you say Sofik Nesapach Tmeim? That's why Rashi is Chaylik al Raboisa. Vas emes in the chaydish of everyone to say pshat in the rabbeisov as follows. That means le oirkan there's a suffix bechlal if there was any medres azov, if the zov bechlal lied on the safsolot. So memela then we are not metame misafik. Here there was zicher a medres azov, the zicher was lying on it. The shail is, did it lie on such an oifen that it was metamid or not? Was he mishapich or wasn't he mishapich? So the Svasem said this is called its Isra Cheskas Tahare. That means, in the first case, that if you won't learn like the Chazanish, you should learn Beinei means tacos on the floor. So in the first case, there's a Sofik Bechlal if he lied on the benches. Simemela, so then we suffic, we sell the benches on Cheskas Taira. But if we know klar that the Zav was lying on the benches, no, the Shaila was, did he lie on the bench by even that he was Metame, or did he lie on the bench by even that he wasn't Metame, so Memela, then that's called a Reyes in the Cheskas Taira, and then we are Metame Misofik. Zog Toisvis, v'kivin de zimnin okra ha, v'zimnin ha, levike zava mishapach. V'afilu b'shus harabim, tomei. Afilu it is b'shus harabim, it is also tomei. L'oirkan tmeim, kein goris akuntris, upeiris de tmeim, v'shum de'ika le'meimer, d'chol echad noisai rubai olav. Pomim al zeh, o pomim al zeh. L'roch b'an t'hoirim, she'ein rubay nis al kol echad mehem. L'fi zeh, so Tosfos is the one that learned that sus mitame b'yodo. Im hazov reichev olov, t'talis tachas achas miyodo. The talis is under one of the two feet, shel sus t'meyo. Aber tachas raglov, the tachas raglov toiro. She'ein mish antoi al raglov. It doesn't rest on the back feet. Behod is nan la'el dalet aliyais, tachas ragle abeheima toiris. So there did the Tana before held that you could consider all three feet are carrying the behema, and the fourth one is Messiah Shein by Mamish. Like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that the front 2 feet, the zicha called the eco weight of the behemoth is on the front 2 feet of a sus, so mamela, and the back 2 feet are messiah. So the back 2 feet are toy. So mamela, but the kash is, but it's a messiah. Zariah, messiah, is a messiah is aimed by mamish. Let us see Tosfos. Shemish enes hasus al yoga. Hachis nan lo b'meseches zovin peirik talit. Now the Tosfos brings down the whole Mishnah. Ha yoroi chayv al gabi beheime va'ar betaliyo istachas ragli beheime tahoyroi. So every talis is toyer neshechayle lameid al shloyshe. So each regal is considered, we do not need this regal. So this is a Messiah shein by mamish. Hoy so talis achas tachas shtei yadayim. The Sefer of the Mishnah says as follows. What if you have one talis which is underneath 2 feet? Tachas shtei raglai. Tachas yad v'regel t'meya. Because that zicha, that on 1 foot you could say it's a 4th foot. But if it's under 2 feet, so one of these 2 feet is a necessary foot that the behemoth supports itself. So memeila, so then the talis is zicha tov. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Hasus Metame Biyodo, and not Beraglov. Rabbi Yosi Leipolig Ella Areisha. If you have different talisais, so he says Yodov. You said that even Yodov, it's also not tame by different talisis. Avol Aseifa Diktoni Tachas Shtei Raglayim Tmeyom Leipolig Afal Gav. The Mishenis Asus al Yodov, Dova Poshetu, the Beloishte Raglov, Lehoya Yochel Lamoy. So Memele, this is only a Svore to say that the front 2 feet are always Tomei. But to say that the back 2 feet are never Tomei, Dos Zichnim Nishmistava. So Rabbi Yossi is only saying if you'll have separate talises on the back 2 feet, so each foot will be Toya. Hashem came by the 2 Yodayim. You have separate talisos, each foot is top. Kosheleri. So Memeila Abal Kaponim, we have over here, from Rabbi Yossi, we have the back feet of Messiah, Shein by Mamish. And according to the Tanakhama, we had all 4 feet to have a din of Messiah, Shein by Mamish. Kosheleri. Maro Rav Papi Lahavi Misefe. Why did Rav Papi bring a raya from the Sefer of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi said the back feet are toyer, and the back feet are toyer Messiah Shem B'mamish loimaisi mireishim imilsayu derabona kedaisi leel. That means you have 2 cases in the Mishnah of Messiah Shem B'mamish. According to the Tanakhama, all 4 feet are heavy than the Messiah Shem B'mamish. And according to Rabbi Yossi, either of the two back feet have a din of Messiah Shem Ben Mamish. So why did Rapapi jump to bring a raya from the Sefer? Why didn't he bring the raya from the Reisha? Can the I see Lael? Oimari, the Mishum de Mereisha ikelit chuye, can the boy maim Lael? Because in the Reisha you could say, Shani hoche de okro legamri. You could say the way we had said before, like the way Rabbi Yehuda wanted to, the way Rabbi Yehuda wanted to say, Shani hoche de okro legamri. That why is each foot toir? Because there's a suffix, maybe Bechlala wasn't standing on this foot. So that's why it is toir. Av Rabbi Yosi leka lemitchei de tainei mishum de okrei. The imkain, if that is the reason, maybe it wasn't standing. Imkain lo yitama sus afilu biyodo. The pshita nami de okrelu. Sus, even though the main weight of the sus is on the front feet, the bezichel lifts up the front feet also. So if there's a suffix, maybe the sus was not standing on this foot, so it should be yodov also toy. So you see, you don't say this svara of Dilma Okrelo. So memela, so for me you see this svara that Messiah she'ain by mamish. Let us go further. Omar Rav Ashi afanan nami tanina. Rabbi Leza Oimer, ragloi achas ala keli. A kohen is doing the avoda. One foot is standing on a keli. Veragloi achas ala ritzpe. And one foot is on the kakois migdash. Veragloi achas al ha'evin. One foot is on a stone. Veragloi achas ala ritzpe. Loyin. We see as follows. Kol she'ilu yinote lakli v'tinote la'evin. If the kli and evin would be taken away, Yochel lamid al raglo yachas, so he's able to support himself with one foot. Avidosay ksheira. So this foot is called a yochel. This foot is called a yochel. He can support himself on this foot. So avidosay ksheira. So it's considered he's standing. He's standing on the kakois hamigdash. Ve'im la is avidosay psula. Vamai hokamisayeya bahadi adodi. I feel we can stand on this foot, on the foot that's on the ground. But the other foot, she don't need the other foot. So sabchine, hokamisayeya bahadi adodi. But it is helping. La mishum damrinin misayeya ein by mamish. So Memela, we see the same Yisoid, Misayeya ain't by Mamish. Omar Ravine, Afana Nami Tanine. Another Raya. Kibel Biyamin. A Koyin was Mekabel the Dam Biyamin. Usmoil Misayatoi, and the Smoil is Misayeya. Avaidosai Kesheire, Vamayoka Misaye Bahadi Adodi. Lamishum Damrine, Misayeya ain't by Mamish, Shmamino. So these are all the rayas that you say the svara misayeya ain't by mamish. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, koyin ha'oimid al gabe kli oy evid. Rishum dova ha'choitzit beine lebein haritzpe. He's standing on something that is choitzit between himself and the ritzpe. Va'ovad avidose psula. The avidis posul, d'chsiv v'sheiresh kechol ochiv alaviyim ha'oimdim. He has to do the avoda like all other avim. Shetami dosay kishar ochim. The tana dver Rabbi Shmuel hayil beritzpa mekudeshes akli yisharis mekudoshim. So memele that he can't do the avoda if there's a davar achaitzit beinay lebein haritzpa. Shmuel psula la avoda. Kedem apaykam adachulun kamokim shenema etzpa ukohuna eina ele yamin. Zot tais. The yochel lamoid al ragloi achas avoidosoi ksheira. The imlav psula. So here it says that if he's supporting himself, he cannot support himself only together with the other regel. So memela, so it's called the amide is also on a keli. Rana Evin, Sasadova Achaitse, Tzavidose Psuli. He's not standing on the Rizpe. Mihoche like a Lamipshat, I mean, Bemine Chaitse, it's the Evin, whom he mean a Rizpe. Umim Bishaine, Mine Chaitse, it's the Kliyane, Mimina Rizpe. He says, we have here an often a din that Tzai mean Beminai, and Tzai mean Bishaine, Mine Yischaitse. Uboi Beperik Aitziyu, Loi, the Gemara Numaklaus Ashailem. If a person put einay minay into the mizrach, he put something into the mizrach, v'kibu bayas adam. So the Gemara declares the shaila, is it chaitzitz or is it not chaitzitz? Now we just had the whole din that the you have to stand on the ritzpe, is because just like klisharis is mekadish, so the ritzpe is mekadish. Just like klisharis is not mekadish if there's a chaitzitz, who adin by ritzpe. So here we have an often a din that by Ritzpe, if there's a chatzitza of Minai or Einai Minai, there's a chatzitza of Minai or Einai Minai, so the din is that what? That it's chaitzitz. And the Gemara declares by Klishores, he near Siv B'toich HaMizrach V'kibo Bayes Adam. So L'chayre, what is the Shaila? So Taisus answers, the Vadai Siv Mevatalei. There the Gemonium is speaking about, he was Mevatalei. He wants it to remain in the Klishores. So the Mela, there's a Shailev, he's Mevatalei, if it is Chaitzitz or not. Avol Kli Ve'Evin, Loi Mevatalei. He's not Mevatalei that he should remain on the Ritzpas HaMikdosh. The Evin is Kolombo, the Keli, Mr. Mavadi Givis, he's not Mevatalei. So Keli, why should he be Mevatalei to the Ritzpas? And the Evan is calling Boha Hilchim Sham. The Evan is at Hakola. So he also won't leave it there in the base of English. So that Poshet, if it's not Oymet to remain there, it is Zicha Chayt. On Alma. Ze Yochel Vize Yochel. We heard that Ze Yochel Vize Yochel Rameyer Machayev. Rameyer is Machayev. And the lomdus of Rameyer is that each one is doing a whole melache. So since each one is doing a whole melache, so Rameyer, each one is chayev. Rameyer does not have any miyutim, so without any miyutim, it's considered each one is doing a complete melache. So each one is chayev achat. Iboyelu, so the Gemara declares a shayla as follows. Bo'inon shir lozeh v'shir lozeh. That means, let us say two people are carrying out a greger. It's ze yochel, v'ze yochel. So does each, do you need to carry out two gregerson? Taki each one is doing, let is called an oisa meloche. But since lemaisa only one shiur was taken out, so you can't be mechayev two people if only one shiur was taken out. Because you need a shear for both. Be'in and shear lozeh, v'shear lozeh. So you have to take out two gregerson. Two gregerson were taken out, and both of them are holding these two gregerson. You have one machel that's the size of two gregerson, both of them are holding it. So lemaise, so then there's a shear for each one. So then each one is chayev. Oidilma shear echad lekulo. Since the lomdus of Zayochel is that we consider that each one is an oise, so it's considered that I took out his greigris. So I took it out. It's considered he took out the greigris. But just like his pu'ule is not a stire to say that I'm not an oise, so memele I took and he took. So memele there's no necessity that there should be two shiurim. That means it's considered I took out his greigris because I took out his greigris. And he also took out the Gregris. Beidul Meshir Echad Lekula. Rav Chizde V'Rav Hamnune. Chad Omar Shir Lozeh V'Shir Lozeh. So one of them said that you need Take two Shiurim. In order to be Mechayiv two people, if one Lemaise, both of them are considered Oisim, but if only one Melacha was done, there's one Shir Melacha. So there can't be two chiyuvim if only one melacha was done. V'chad omar shir echad lekula. No, well, Gabi, each one we consider, he took this out. So memele, so one shir is sufficient. Amar Rav Papa Mishmei Derove Afana Na Mitanine. That what we learned, that one shir is in a Hoyo Yoishev Al Gabe Mite V'Arbe Taliye Stachas Arbe Ragle Hamite Tmei. So we said by the Ragle Hamite it's Zeh Eina Yochel V'Zeh Eina Yochel. The Tosafot will bemerk this. The Gemara cloud the Shaila by Zayochel v'Zayochel. The Gemara is poshut by Zayniyochel v'Zayniyochel. But Lachayra, there's no difference in Lomdis. If you hold Zayniyochel v'Zayniyochel as Chayiv, it's also because each one is doing the whole thing. If you hold Zayochel v'Zayochel as Chayiv, it's also each one is doing the whole thing. So the Shaila be'etzem can be cloud and fire according to Ramei, is according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Memela, we consider that each regal was Noisei Dizot. So all Dalet Talisis are Tome. Mnei Shein Yechayla Lamed Al Sholei. So Zayin Yochel V'Zayin Yochel. So each one is Naisi V'Zot. So like the Gemara, but you have four Raglayim in one Zot. So L'Chay Rav Amay L'Boi Shir Ziva L'Zeh V'Shir Ziva L'Zeh. You should have four Zotim. If you have one Zot, so if we consider that Regal Aleph is Naisi V'Zot, so Mamele, so there's nothing left over for regal base. So that min doch, that what? He says, shir echad lekulam. La mishum damrinan, shir echad lekulam. So we see, we say shir echad lekulam. We consider that each regal is carrying the complete zot. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Avanan nami tanine, tzvi shenichnas lebayis. A tzvi entered a house. V'nol echot befonov, and now a person goes and closes the door, so he's chayiv al tzvad al tzedek, closing the door, so he captured the tzvi. No alushnayim, but if both of them close the door, and we're speaking about you did not need two people to close the door, p'turim. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a yochel v'zayochel, so it's potter. Lo yochel echad linoil, but what if one person alone is not bekoyich to close the door? V'noalu shnayim chayovim. So then each one is chayiv. V'zei neyochel v'zei neyochel, and we consider each, since without me it would never have been done, so each one is considered that he did the whole thing. V'noalu shnayim chayovim. V'amai liboy shir tzeide lozeh v'shir tzeide lozeh. Lav mishum damrinam shir echad lekulam. So also the same lamdas, that each one is considered a tzod, and each one is considered like he was tzod this behemoth. You do not need a special shir for each one. Omer Rabina fanana mitanine hashutvim shegonvu. Yet two shutvim that stole a behemoth. Vitovchu, and they shechted this behemoth. Chayovim, so they're chayiv to pay dalet vehei. Bamai, so the din is, in order for Gan to be chayv dalad vehei, he has to shecht a shayr. So Mamela, how could both of them have a din? That they were teveyach a shayr. You only have one shayr of here. Bamaili boy, shir tvicha lezeh, vishir tvicha lezeh. Lai mishim damrinen, shir echad lekula. So we see, we say, shir echad lekula. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi Shir Loze Groigres Emoichel Shir Zive Sheyach Bedru Bayolef. You need that Roiv of the Zov should be supported by each regal. V'tzorch Li Yoizkan Dalet Zovim. Nol Echad Befonov Zu Hi Tzeidosai. This is the Tzeid of the Tzvi. Nol Ushnaim Chturim Rabbi Yudi the Potter B'shneim Yechoyim. Shir Tzeid Tzvi Lachal Echad V'Echad. Al Shema Mino Shir Echad Lekulom. Midah Rabbi Yehuda, so this is speaking about Zayin Yochel v'Zayin Yochel. Nishmal Rab Meir b'Shneim Yechaylim. The Baha'i Pligi. There's no difference. He says Rab Meir old Shneim Yechaylim. Each one has a din oise bekulai, and Rab Yehuda old by Zayin Yochel v'Zayin Yochel. Each one has a din oise bekulai. Chayovim l'shalim tashlumei dalad vei. Let us see Tosfos. Amama Zayochel v'Zayochel Rab Meir mechay iboyilu. Taima le Rabbeinu Chananel. Da mai boila alibe de Rab Meir. So the Rach asks Akasha. We paskin according to Rab Yehuda. We have established according to Rab Yehuda. So the Shaila we could clear according to Rab Yehuda. Zayne Yochel v'Zayne Yochel. Is one shear sufficient or do you need two shear? The may boy la libe the rame, or must me boy la bezaina yoch, bezaina yoch, la libe the rabbi Yehuda. The kaime mas nisin kevosei. The mission is going according to rabbi Yehuda. The nire de girse zu toy. The gosin and omar ma, zaina yoch, bezaina yoch, tak and holgemos going a libe the ilchese. By zaina yoch, bezaina yoch, they need one shear or two shear. Because you have a kash, you're not moiri. The hodl I knock at the ain yachel by a tzor, mishum den regilis by ain yachel, shalai yehei by shiel lachol echel. That means usually, let's say if you're clear, you're clearing a shiel of a tzor. So a tzor, how could it be that you have one greigris and two people are not bekoyach, each one to take it out themselves? So by the shir itzor, you have to have a heavy thing in order that each one should be an ein yachel. If you have a heavy article, some mustamad is a shir lachol echad v'yechad. So therefore, for practical reasons, the Gemara declared by itzor by ze yachel v'ze yachel according to Rameya. But in Lomdis, there's no difference. But that's why the Gemara chapped with Rameya, because practically by itzor the shaila can only apply according to Rameya. For Gilsus Rach Koshelari, according to the Rach, that the Gemara declared a Shaila, according to Rav Yehuda, by Zeyochel, Zeyne Yochel, Zeyne Yochel, the man, the boy, Shir, Loze, Loze. So there was one man, the Yomer, that held, that by Zeyne Yochel, Zeyne Yochel, you need a Shir for each one. Otu miloi shmielei mas nisen de maisi besomu. He's claiming a shayla by zayni yochel v'zayni yochel if you need one shear to two shiurim. Lo yochel echad linoil v'nolu shnayim chayovim. So why didn't he bring the raya from the Mishnah? Avol agir, so memele tzapele. Avol agir sasatzvorim de pligi b'zay yochel v'zay yochel. But according to the Gilsas HaSvar, that the Shailas by Zayochel v'Zayochel ikal emeima, the Be'ein Yochel moidu kulu, the Shir Echad lekula, that by Ein Yochel, everyone is moided that one Shir is sufficient. And by Yochel, the Gemara declares a Shaila. So man, the Maisi, Siyate, Mitzvi, Shen Nichnas Lebayis, so why are you bringing a raya if by Ein Yochel everyone holds that Shir Echad is enough? And the whole Shaila is by Shneim Yechaylim. Ein Nir Eloi Lechalik ben Shneim Yechaylim le'Ein Yechaylim. So Memele Taisis wants to say there was a Shaila in the Gemara in this din. If you need one Shir or two Shirim, if there's a difference between Shneim Einim Yechaylim or Shneim Yechaylim. The one who cleared the Shaila held by Shneim Einim Yechaylim. So zicha one shir is sufficient. And the Gemara cloud by Shneim Yechaylim. And the person who was Peshed, but didn't hold, there's no difference. Mil Gilsus Rabbeinu Chananu Ikal Meima, the man, the boy, Shir, Lachol Echad, Yayma de Tzvi Shenichnes Lab, Davke Echad Ola Klay Mishnah. We could answer Taisus Kasha, why didn't he know about the Mishnah? He thought one Tzvi is Lab, Davke. Could be this two Tzvi in Canaan. Why did the Gemara stel sich an the Shir Tviche? Why I'm careful that you should need a Shir Bechol Echad Bechad? Gossam Leboy Shir, the Shlomi Kefa Noyig Bechol Dover Bechol Shur.